Alhamdulillah, nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdillahu fala mudilla la wa man yudlil fala hadiya la. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasul. Amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah fil Qur'an al-Majid, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله في القرآن المجيد أيضا والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث كل مسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وماله وعرضه او كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respective brothers and sisters, we give thanks and praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, and more so we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us life and He has given us the opportunity whereby we can fulfill one of His commandments and perform our Jummah Salah. Today in our society, many of us, including myself at times, we fail to recognize what is the honor of a Muslim. We fail to understand how important it is that we protect ourselves from tearing down the honor of a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it in the Holy Quran. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned it with regards to respecting a Muslim, respecting his honor, not abusing a Muslim. Sometimes we fall prey to this. It may happen that someone comes to you and say, innocently, you know brother so-and-so? And you say, yeah, I know brother so-and-so. And as you say, yeah, I know brother so-and-so, immediately he takes that opportunity to give his tongue liberty, to give his mouth liberty. And he starts to tear down and abuse that brother in such a way that it is not becoming. My dear respective brothers and sisters, this in itself, it is considered to be one of the kaba'ir, one of the major sins. And if we understand how grave is kaba'ir, it is such a sin that it is not forgiven by, let's say for instance, good deeds. Good deeds will not wipe this out. But more than that is that we must ensure that we do tawbah. We seek before Allah, we say, oh Allah, forgive me for such sin. And we make firm intention not to go back to that sin. And also, if it is what we were saying, it is with regards to that which is not true, or even if it is true but it is defaming the brother, then at least we should seek his forgiveness before we die. This is very important. Ask the brother for his forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, He warns us. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And those يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, they harm the believing men, وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and the believing women. Harm here, my dear respective brothers, it means not only by means of the hands, by doing mischief, but the mischief of the tongue. You go to a brother and you say, you see that brother? He's like this, he's like that. And you destroy the honor of that brother. You destroy his honor. Or you become a talebearer. And this is not in Islam, this is not permissible in Islam, because the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that a talebearer will never enter Jannah. You're going wrong from this one, and you go into that one and say, he says so and so. And you go into this one and say, he says so and so. And the objective of it is in order to make mischief. If the objective is to reconcile the two brothers, there's no problem. If, let's say, for instance, there's a brother, two brothers have a dispute, and you're going to find out one side of the story and the other side of the story so that you may bring, conciliate, you may reconcile them, then there is no problem in this. Actually, you will be rewarded when you reconcile them and you bring them together. But if it is your intention is to tear them apart and bring them apart, then my dear respective brothers and sisters, this is what you'll be considering to be harming the brother. So وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and those people who they harm the believing men and the believing women, بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا, without any right, out undeservingly, they harm the brother. It is not with a reason by means of they are trying to make a reconcile the brothers, but they are trying to push them apart. فَقَدْ اِحْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا, then they will be carrying that guilt and that sin of buhtan, of slandering. وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا, and this in itself is a clear sin. وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا, it is a clear sin. So we have to be very, very careful. Sometimes we think that we are doing a good, and in reality, it is a harm. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in a hadith where the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us, he says, "Kullu muslimi ala al-muslim," that every Muslim upon another Muslim, haramun, are haram three things. Three things, a Muslim upon another Muslim, it is haram. That we take it, bi ghayri haq, without any right. The first one, damuhu, his blood. There are only three cases where we can take the blood of a Muslim. One, which is allowed in the Sharia. One, a person who he had committed zina, committed adultery, in an Islamic court, proper procedures being followed, have proper witnesses, then his life can be taken. That is his punishment. That is for committing adultery, sorry, not fornication, but adultery. The other is that one who is making mischief and fasad in the land. He is causing corruption, and this again, it is passed under Islamic law, and the Qadi have decided that yes, he is making fitna and fasad. And the third case is a person who he let's say, for instance, he accepted Islam and he turned his heels. He accepted Islam, he turns his heels. Once he did do it twice, according to some of the ulama, it is permissible. But other than that, it is not permissible for us to shed the blood of a Muslim. So his blood, damuhu. وَمَالُهُ, and his mal, his wealth. His wealth, it is not permissible for us to take the wealth of a Muslim in an unjust way, excepting by that means which is halal, by means of trade. But other than that, we cannot take the wealth of a Muslim. وَعَرَضُهُ, and his honor. His honor. Today we consider the honor of a Muslim as something insignificant, something small. So what if I talk about him? My dear respective brothers and sisters, this is very dangerous. We should stay away and refrain from infringing upon the honor of a Muslim. Do not go and say those things which you do not know about him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even addresses us in Surah Al-Hujurat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu," O you who believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not addressing the entire ummah. He's addressing specifically the Muslims. O you who believe. La yaskhar qawman min qawmin. Do not mock. Do not insult. Do not look down at one set of people over another. So one set of people should not look down and say, they are like that. They are like that. Not respecting them. Asa an yakunu khayran minkum. An yakunu khayrun minhum, that perhaps they may be better than you. Sometimes you may say, who is he? and you look down at a brother because he may not be of the standing as you, and you may look down at him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُمْ, that perhaps they may be better than you. وَلَا نِسَاءٍ مِّن نِسَاءٍ, and the women, they should not look down, they should not insult another woman, because sometimes amongst women they say, look at her, she's like this, picking faults, finding faults. أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُنَّ, that perhaps it may be that that woman is better than you. Sometimes you may be tearing down the honor of a person, but in the eyes of Allah, they are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than you. So we must be very careful when we are playing, when we are dealing with the honor of a Muslim. The honor of a Muslim, it is one of the most sacred things, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not come in between those two, those affairs. If you harm, if you destroy the honor of a Muslim, Allah leaves it up to you to repair it. Allah will not forgive you unless that person has forgiven you. And if it is a person, he refuses, says, well, I'm not doing anything, so what? He don't respect me, so I don't respect him. He talks bad about me, and I don't talk bad about him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the end of the ayat, he mentions, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ, and that one who he does not make tawbah, he doesn't seek repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, then verily, they are from among the wrongdoers. They are from amongst the wrongdoers, those who have committed wrong. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in another verse of Surah Al-Hujurat, he mentions, he says, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, and do not be a jasus, do not spy. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, and some of you should not try to sow enmity among some. Sometimes people, they're looking for faults, so much so that they go into the state that they start to spy on one another. Neighbor is looking at the other neighbor faults and they are peeping. Look at him, he's like this. Look at her, she's like that. And they're looking for faults in such a way that they're spying on one another. Or they're doing what we call ghibah. They're slandering. You know, he's like so and so. She's like so and so. And destroying the honor. Backbiting, slandering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, do not be like that. So my dear respective brothers and sisters, many times it happened that sometimes we intentionally do it, sometimes unintentionally we do it. And we should safeguard ourselves from it. As a matter of fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in a hadith reported by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an. He says that there was a woman who, she will fast during the day, she will stand in the night, and she will give charity. But her tongue was sharp against her neighbors, meaning that she was very abusive to her neighbors. She will abuse her neighbors. He says, and as for her, she's in the fire of Jahannam. So we have to be very careful. Yes, we may be performing salah, we may be giving our zakah, we may be fasting in the month of Ramadan, but if it is that we are not careful about the honor of a Muslim, then all these things which we are doing, my dear respective brothers, it could be considered as nothing in the eyes of Allah. Because greater than all that ibadat you're doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respects the honor of a Muslim. Allah respects the honor of a Muslim, and we cannot tear it down. Allah is the one who elevates a person. Allah is the one who degrades a person. That is not in our hands. But unfortunately, sometimes we become victims that we say that so-and-so is like this, so-and-so is like that, trying to bring down the person. We must be very, very careful. So I hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me if I have committed any wrong, if I had mentioned anything wrong about a person. And I hope that in our hearts we will find a place that we also will look to forgive those people who may have backbited us, who may have slandered us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even draw reference with regards to that one who slanders. He says, when you slander and you backbite, it is as though you're eating the dead flesh of your brother, as mentioned in Surah Hujurat. So we have to be very, very careful, my dear respected brothers. Very careful, ancestors. Be careful about the honor of a Muslim. That it is very delicate. It is very delicate. We would like people to speak good about us, then we should also speak good about the person. If it is, let's say for instance, it is a case of investigating a matter, then there is no problem in us finding out and knowing and getting information. But we should also be very careful about when we're getting that information, to use that information to degrade the brother and put him down, or the sister, as the matter may, as the case may be. So I hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all of us, and may He guide all of us, inshallah. Wa akhu da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.